Well, good morning, all. If Jesus would try for a job as a sales representative in our society, I don't think he'd do very well because he was too honest. And that comes out in the reading in Luke, which is about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is wherever God's will is done. Now that comes from the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done. That's what the kingdom of God is, where God's will is obeyed and observed. In heaven, it happens. On earth, not so flash. Jesus came to begin a new development in the rule of God on earth, to establish a new kingdom, a new aspect of the kingdom. And so he in this beginning of the reading, he says the kingdom is going to be something that starts off small and becomes large. It's going to involve the whole world. And then somebody asked him, well, who's going to be in this kingdom? How many people will be saved, will enter the kingdom? Now, Jesus knows that he's going to die to establish this aspect of the kingdom, this development. And so you'd think that he would talk it up. I mean, if you're going to put your life's work into a business, you talk it up. But what Jesus said is, he says, look, it's hard. There are two doors. And one's hard and the other's easy. And not many people are going to find the way. And he likens himself to the doorkeeper of the kingdom who admits or rejects people that want to enter. And he says that people will come knocking. And for many of them, he will say, who are you? I don't know you. Why are you trying to get into the kingdom? You've had nothing to do with the kingdom. And they'll say, but Lord, we ate and drank with you. You spoke in our streets. And you say, I don't know you. Where are you from? So that's the question that we all face in relation to the kingdom of God. Who am I? Am I a member of the kingdom of God and a child of God, inheritor of the kingdom of heaven? Or will the door be shut in my face? Who am I? That's the question we ask ourselves. The people that are being rejected say superficial things, surface things. We ate and drank with you. So when we explain ourselves, we get into conversation with somebody, they say, well, who are you? What do we say? Well, I used to do as a job. What my family relationship is. I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I was an engineer. And that's how we relate to other people on relational things, on on the things on the surface, what we did, how we fit into society. But Jesus comes back and says, but I don't know you. Who are you? What Jesus is talking about is relational things, how we relate to other people, how we relate to him. Because we can have come to church all our lives and still not had a relationship with Jesus. we engage with Jesus in prayer, in our minds, as we think about Christian things. See, we relate to him if we thank him and exult in something that God has done, which he's done. The most recent one I can think of is the way of the cross, which I was in the cast. And 2 days before, I thought, this is going to be a disaster. This is going to be a terrible advertisement for the Christian church, because we were so fragmented. People weren't coming in at the right time. They're forgetting their lines. We were falling over one another. And yet on the night, God was there and blessed it. I really got a kick out of that and thanked Jesus. I had dealings with Jesus in prayer. Or we can come to Jesus in despair for the health of somebody and plead with him for healing. We can come to him and ask for a member of the family that has turned their back on him. They're the sort of engagements that Jesus is looking for. I don't know you, he said. You've had no dealings with me. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. What our society looks upon for the person who they are is their status, their accomplishments, their achievements, their wealth. What Jesus wants to know is, how do we treat people? How do we go about our lives? Did we come to him and receive his forgiveness? He says the last shall be first. The things that our society treasures and puts forward, it's the last thing that he's interested in. Whether we're male, female, Anglo-Saxon or whatever. The last shall be first, the first shall be last. I spent time in Tanzania, in the west of the country. Up country near the Burundi border was a church army, English church army lady, Leslie Bangham, who was about this high and almost as broad. Formidable person. She was the only person who could frighten the local Tanu officials. They were terrified of her. She built a hospital, she trained the staff. Every week, her assistant, her servant, we had servants in those days, would ride his bicycle, I think, over 100 kilometres down an unmade African road to the town where we were, buy the necessities for the hospital, and then he'd put his bike and all the purchases in the storage compartment of the bus, which was on the roof, and then he'd go back to Kabanga with all the material. One day, Leslie accompanied Jonathani down to Kigoma, and we hosted them for lunch. We sat down, and Jonathani was outside, and I said to Leslie, what's Jonathani doing out there? And she said, he's never been invited into a European house. I said, he belongs in here, at table. So he came in. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. When we sit down in the kingdom of God and share the great feast in the presence of Jesus, I think Jonathani will be at the front. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. So we who have ears to hear, let us hear.